Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Dear brother and sister, salam. So welcome to a new story. Every story has a message. The title of today's story is The Right of a Deceased Muslim. Zurara relates, I was in a company of Imam Baqir in the funeral procession of a person from the tribe of Quraysh. Atta, the jurist of Mecca, was amongst those present in the funeral procession. Suddenly the air was filled with the wailing of a lady. Atta instructed her to remain quiet, as otherwise he would have to turn back. But the lady continued to wail, and so Atta left the procession. I informed the Imam about Atta's turning back. Why? Inquired the Imam, peace be upon him. I replied, due to the lamentation of a lady, he asked her to keep quiet, and when she did not, he left. Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, said, stay with me, and we shall accompany the deceased. If we notice falsehood together with the truth and forsake the truth due to that falsehood, we would not have fulfilled the right of a Muslim. That means escorting the funeral to the Muslim, which is his right, should not be forsaken for the sake of the wailing of that lady, which according to the non-Shiite sects is forbidden and prohibited. When the prayers were offered for the dead person, his relative said to the Imam, peace be upon him, may Allah have mercy upon you. You can turn back for you do not possess. You can turn back for you do not possess the strength to walk. Imam continued to accompany the funeral procession. Zurara continues, I said to Imam al-Baqir, peace be upon him, the relative of the deceased has permitted you to turn back. If you have some work, you may go, said the Imam. I have neither come here with his permission nor do I need his permission to return. I have come here to seek the rewards, since man shall be rewarded in the measure in which he accompanies a funeral procession.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program Lantern and the important points of this nice story.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio Well, in Lantern what we do is to talk about different religious stories and try to shed light and explain some important points that can be useful for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims Well, today we will reflect on a subtle yet profound reality That is the desire of Shaytan to deceive the pious servants of God and the ways that he presents his traps with beauty and seemingly reasonable justifications. Even the most devoted believers are not immune, for the enemy of humanity is patient, cunning, and persistent. understanding his methods allow us to safeguard our faith and strengthen our hearts. The Holy Book of Quran warns us of Shaytan's insidious nature, and it says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna ash-shaytana lakum aduwwun fattakhidhuhu aduwwa." Indeed, Satan is an enemy to you, so take him as an enemy. Surah Al-Fath, verse number 16. Yet Shaytan does not always attack openly. He whispers quietly, often disguising evil as good, making sins appear attractive and reasonable. He attempts with flattering thoughts, with promises of benefit, or with rationalization that appeals to pride and desire. The Holy Book of Quran describes this subtly and says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. They want to extinguish the light of God with their mouth, but God refuses except to perfect his light, even if the disbelievers dislike it. Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 32. Shaitan's strategy is to camouflage evil with beauty. A sin may appear harmless and even beneficial, yet it quietly undermines faith. A person may convince themselves that a minor injustice is acceptable, that gossip is harmless, or that anger is justified. These rationalizations are the tools to deceive, to turn the mind into a battlefield while the heart slowly drifts from God's path. Okay, well, let's go for a short break and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern, and we are talking about the tricks of Shaitan, the cursed, and the way he makes sins seem beautiful and reasonable for us. Well, the Prophet ﷺ and his family highlighted awareness of these whispers. Imam Ali ﷺ, for example, warned us that Satan flows within man like the curse of blood. This striking metaphor shows that the enemy is ever present, circulating through thoughts and desires. He does not always strike with violence. Often he invites gently, disguising his evil as reason, as necessity, or even kindness. The Holy Book of Quran further guides believers to resist such subtle deception and says, أَعْضُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَاتَّقُوا الشَّيْطَانَ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. And fear Satan. Indeed, Satan has ever been to mankind a clear enemy. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 98. But fear alone is not enough. One must also be vigilant, engage in prayer, remembrance of God, and self-reflection. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to us. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi aman Allah.
Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.